Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, everybody, I have a, a piece of content, I guess. I'm going to record this against my better judgment, really. My dad died over the weekend from an overdose, I've heard. And I've been given the number of a guy who is his neighbor and his friend. I haven't spoken to my dad for about 4 years, and he's dead. Apparently, the circumstances are suspicious. I'm going to post this for you at Twitter, and I'm going to take it down. But I just want to bring my most trusted patrons along with me on this journey. And please don't mention anything on social media about this. I'm not ready for that yet. But I thought I should document some of this, and I will share it with you. Now, let me call him.
Hello?
Hi, Randy.
Yeah, what's it?
This is Bob's son.
Oh, his talking?
No, his older son. His older son.
I'm good.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry about your dad, man.
Hey, thanks for being his friend and being there for him.
Oh. Yo, that fucking bitch killed him. I swear to God, that bitch killed him.
Okay.
He never did that bullshit. And okay. I even told the cops this too.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I'm upset right now. I'm sorry. But yeah. But like I told your fuck. Like I told your brother.
Yeah.
Man, he was normal for like, he was like almost maybe like a year and a half. He never did nothing wrong. All we did was drink beer and smoke weed.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So you.
What?
You think this. This bitch who, what was she doing? What was she cleaning his house or something like that?
Yeah, she was his cleaner. And he just liked girls all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So he would just take them to walk around and in their whatever and clean his house. It was funny. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, right. You told my, I know, I'm sorry to make you go through it again because I know you just talked to my brother. I wanted to talk to you too.
On what day was it, man? Friday. So Friday night. Yeah, Friday after work. We're all at my house because he lives right next door to me.
Right.
And all the neighbors are here. We're having a barbecue. We ate, we drank beer, we smoked some weed.
Yeah.
And then everyone went to bed. We went to bed about 9 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock that fucking cunt starts smashing my door.
Right.
And because she doesn't know anyway.
Yeah.
But went over there. We did CPR on your dad, and he fucking, tell me what you want to know, and I'll tell you. I don't know what you want me to tell you, bro.
Well, me and my dad, as you know, I'm sure he's mentioned that we were.
Are you Jack Luna?
I'm Jack, yeah. I'm Jack Luna. Yeah, I am.
Motherfucker, all he would do was talk about you. He fucking loved you.
I know he did. I loved him, too.
He didn't know how to come and see you. I was like, just go, you fuck. And he's like, nope. Because all he tells me is, I just show up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so what? Show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, man, I'm sorry to talk. Oh, I don't
know. No, it's okay. No, I appreciate hearing it, Randy.
He watches the videos every time he'd be watching your videos.
Yeah.
Okay. I got something to tell you.
Yeah, please.
Tell me if you know this. Ready?
Right. Yep.
Do you like pterodactyls?
Oh, fuck, I know. That must have broke his heart.
You did when he told him, and he said, not really.
Yeah.
And then he told me that's why you stopped talking to him.
Yeah, I did. Well,
is that true?
That's true. That's not completely it. My dad was, he was messaging all the people I work with and trashing them and trashing me and going on social media, trashing
That's
me.
What he does. You know what? He was, he'd go on like a bender and do
yeah.
That.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. Man, he got so bad one time, I had to put up a $2,000 fence to keep him and his girlfriends out of my yard. This was years ago.
Right.
And, I was whipping golf balls at him. I'm not joking. And then the cops showed up. People called to me, and the cops laughed at him.
That sounds like him. You know what?
Yeah. And then 2 days later, he's my best friend again.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, man, I'm so sorry. Fuck. I didn't mean it. I'm like, man, you got to stop that. Because I got pissed because there's kids in the yard.
Right.
And his girlfriend's coming over with a fucking, what's that called, babe? Methamphetamine and pipe in her hand. I'm like, get out of my yard with that.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
There's even silver here. But
Oh, man. I'm just glad to know that he had a friend, Randy, and I really appreciate you being for them when I couldn't be. I hope that you understand. I hope that he, in his own way, understood that I had to separate from him to protect my own family at a certain point. And I messaged him. I sent him messages and stuff telling him I loved him and that I just wasn't ready to get back in touch with him. And I hope that those landed. But I loved him. I loved him as much as a son could love his dad. It just, you know, you saw him, you know who he was. And
he had your pictures on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice to hear.
You would watch your videos over and over. Fuck. And the same fucking videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, what are you doing, Val? He's like, this is when every morning when I go to work, I go out after, and I barbecue. I'd eat meat because I need protein after I work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd always come outside because he always eat with me because I knew he was coming. And we'd fucking have a barbecue in the morning.
Yeah,
he'd have a beer in his hand. I'd just smoke a doobie and fucking eat and take off to work.
Right.
Every day, I fucking miss that fucker.
Oh, it's so nice to hear
you
that he...
You gotta put that bitch in... Listen to me. You're his fucking son. You gotta put that bitch in fucking jail. Her name is... I already told the cops all this, too.
Good. Okay, I'm gonna talk to a cop.
I don't know, but I just know his last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wannabe. Anyway, he's all right. Yeah, tell him everything.
Well,
that's why you sent your fucking... your brother...
Down the street.
Oh, yeah.
She ran away when we got there to help.
Yeah.
And then when she got halfway down the street, she went up with a guy and he was walking with her.
Yeah, she was.
He was wearing a white t-shirt.
She was with the dude.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I had him. Okay. Your dad did shit on what was that thing called?
Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And I was. My auntie was. We're doing a new house. Home Depot sent us a bunch of cupboards, brand new, and they were the wrong color. And my aunt's a bitch, and she calls back. These are the wrong fucking color. I want the color I ordered, and so. They sent the colors she ordered. So all the other cupboards were fucking, they didn't pick them up. And so she called back. She goes, when are you coming to get this? She goes, where they go for not. So she gave them to me. So I tell your dad. Your dad sells them. He starts selling all kinds of shit for me. My gazebo, he put on everything.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, sell this for me. And, well, because I don't go on that shit. And right. He did. And I know he had at least 760 or 740 bucks in his pocket. And the bitch seen his fucking money. And that's why she did that. Because your dad didn't do that fucking. Yeah, his pockets were pulled out. His pockets were pulled out. I know. When we were, when we were given, when my wife was giving him CPR and we were out trying to wake him up.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
She ran away. She grabbed tinfoil and a straw off the counter where he sits all the time and fucking ran right when the fire trucks got here in the car.
Okay.
Who is that? Okay.
All right, Randy.
I'm still talking to you. My son's just going to school.
Okay, sir. Yeah.
It's okay. You got money for lunch?
No. I still there's like 18 bucks.
Here.
I know it's worth it.
Done. Take that. 20. Okay, go. Hey, bye, I love you. Hello, sorry.
Hey, that's okay, Randy. You sound like a hell of a guy. I'm just glad you were there for him.
I love your fucking dad. You know what? When he first moved in, we didn't see eye to eye.
Right.
Until I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
What's fucking matter with you? I go, why do you want to fight? Why do you want to fuck with everybody? He's like, well, everyone wants to fuck with me. I'm like, no, they don't. I go, chill the fuck out. And he's like, yeah, you're right. And then we became best friends, man.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool.
This fucking bitch needs to fucking pay for what she did. Because okay. People are going to jail now for fucking giving people that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fentanyl? Yeah, fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay.
And that fucking cunt, when I swear to God, when we got there, she waited.
Randy, do you mind if I record this for myself? I won't if you don't want me to.
What do you mean, record what?
Well, I do a podcast. I can record it on my little recorder right here.
Want me to tell you what happened?
So I can record it so I have the information so I can look back on it and have it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I told him exactly what happened. Okay. I'm still taking care of his cat. I still go to his house. His cat won't leave his fucking room. You know how I know that he fucking was in bed?
How? Okay?
Because your fucking dad don't take his fucking sandals off.
Right. Okay? Right.
Worst feet. Okay, listen to me. Worst feet ever. I told him. Oh, fuck it. Anyway. And when I went up to look for the cat, I went up to his bedroom, and his sandals were sitting right there, and his robe was on the bed, and his cat was laying right in the middle of it. And I went to pet him, and the cat tried to attack me.
Wow.
The cat knows your fucking dad's dead. I swear to God. Wow. I've been feeding him. I just stay back from him.
All right. Okay.
And I'll buy that house.
Okay. Did I hear that my dad owed you money?
Oh, fuck. It was only $4,800. Big deal.
Well, that would go into the price. We'll figure it out. All right.
Well, it doesn't matter. You just, you know what? I didn't care, man. And my wife would buy him beer too. She told me she owed him $1,800. She would buy him beer behind my back. But my wife's a good person. He was always fucking, yo, you know what? He never did nothing wrong, that man. I swear to God.
Yeah.
He always, yo, if he had $10 in his pocket, he'd give you $5.
I know.
And that's what that fucking bitch did to him. She seen that he had all that money because he made a couple sales on that marketplace shit.
Yep.
Yo, they know everything. I told them everything. That guy's going to find out, and that bitch is going to jail. She better go to fucking jail. She fucking killed your fucking dad for fucking $760. Fuck her.
Okay. Okay.
I would have paid him $10,000 to fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck.
You know what I mean?
Fuck, man. Yeah, no, I do.
He was already in bed sleeping.
Fuck.
We already partied. All we did was drink beer. And we smoked weed and ate. And everybody went to bed.
You know what's funny about my dad is that I used to, if he was getting out of control drinking, is I'd light a joint and hand it to him because it would knock him out and stop the party. Stop him from getting out of control.
Oh my God, exactly. And that's what we did. And I lit up a doobie after everyone had their sausages and fucking whatever we ate.
Yeah.
And sleep. And he just, okay. I go, okay, I'm going to bed. He goes, yeah, me too. I go, okay.
Yeah.
And I gave him a couple more. I gave him a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Randy, I'll tell you a really quick story about my dad. He might not have told you. It's just a quick kind of funny one. Like, you know,
I guarantee he told me.
He probably did. You know, I have a ton, but this one always got me. You know,
hey, you ready for round two?
Yeah. Oh, that. That.
He told me that one, too. In his underwear.
Yeah, in his underwear. Kicked me away because I got him. I choked him out.
He said you put that on the interweb.
I did. Fuck yeah.
No, fuck. Sorry, I don't mean to.
No. I don't mind. So he told me he was out getting railway ties. He collect those in his fucking backpack. He was collecting railway ties for some reason for a while.
He still sell them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's still doing it?
Selling them still. This fucking day, he just sold 20 of them the other day.
Holy fuck. So he had a backpack.
This thing. His name is Roy Rod.
Robert Roy?
Roy Rogers? I don't know. I'm not sure. But look, I'm not sure what it's called. It's Facebook Marketplace in Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
Roy Rogers or Robert Roy or something. I don't know.
Oh, Robertson.
What's his real name? I'm not sure.
You know, one time my dad got caught on the beach drinking and he gave his name as Robert Robertson. But anyway, so he's got his backpack full of all these railway ties and he's walking through the snow down to another section of this area. He's trying to get these railway ties and he steps into this deepest fucking part of snow, goes down up to his waist, and his backpack is so full of fucking railway ties. It anchored him to the fucking snow and he thought he was going to die out there. But he managed to wriggle himself free eventually.
My dad was fucking strong.
Yeah.
Listen, For an old man, I don't know how old he was. Maybe like, I think he said 67 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, 60. Yeah.
When we worked out in the backyard, he could lift a fucking, he could lift 225 off the bench just like I could.
Really? Yeah, he's a maniac.
We were still fucking strong.
Wow.
And that's why, that's how I know that bitch fucking gave him something that he shouldn't have took. Because he was strong as fuck. We were playing golf.
Yeah, he's good at golf, eh? Yeah. Yeah.
We're playing golf, baseball. And we smashing the bag in the back, my punching bags, and we do jiu-jitsu. And he didn't do jiu-jitsu because he said his knees are too sore, he can't get up. Anyway.
Yeah.
But your dad wasn't a fucking pussy.
No, I know.
And that bitch fucking murked him. I swear to God, that stupid fucking bitch killed him for 700 and some bucks.
Fuck.
Where do you live?
I live in Manitoba. Manitoba.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I wish you'd move closer because we got to wait because... they took your dad to
Toronto.
To Toronto. They're doing the thing.
Like, autopsy.
Exactly. That's what it's called. And they're gonna know everything that's in him, and they're gonna see that bitch fucking murked him.
Do you think she used that Narcan on him, or it was just a fucking thing she had on her?
No, she didn't. Listen, she smashed on my door. I opened it because Jan was scared, my wife.
Right.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, I need Narcan. I'm like, for what? I'm like, what is it?
Oh.
I didn't know what it was at first because I don't do drugs, bro.
Right.
I smoke weed.
Yeah.
Only thing I do is smoke weed and drink beer.
Right.
And I was like, what? And then she's like, he's dying. I need your phone. So I go back because it's in my bed because I was sleeping with my wife. And oh no, I wasn't sleeping with her. She was eating. My wife was still eating that fat pit. No, I'm sorry. She's skinny. She's only 90 pounds.
Take it easy. So, yeah.
No, this fucking pumps me up because I'm this bitch makes me angry.
Right.
And she lives in the same fucking building my uncle lives in on the fourth floor. Yo, you know what though?
Okay.
And the girl across the street, her name is, she's like 70 years old.
Uh-huh.
Older lady. I think that was your dad's girlfriend, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He liked older women.
They would fucking say stupid shit to each other all the time. Mm-hmm. But they'd always come over because everyone would come in my front yard and we'd all have a barbecue and chill the fuck out.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
After we got rid of all his girlfriends, because every girl that he ever had there was nothing but trouble.
Wow. Yeah, no shit. He was always that way.
Yeah, he always liked to hang out with fucking lowlifes. I didn't understand that. I go, bro, quit it.
Yeah.
You gotta stop this bullshit. Mm. These people ain't gonna help you. And all they did was run his pockets. And that other girl, when the neighbor across the street brought him to the police station,
mm-hmm.
You know, I bet you don't even know about this story.
No, I don't. I haven't talked to my dad for about three and a half years.
Okay, I'll tell you that. Who the fuck is that? Come in the back! Okay,
It's at this point that Randy had to take a break to go get to the beer store because he was getting upset. So we ended up talking at the beer store a little bit more. Hello? Hey, Randy, sorry. I remembered what you were talking about with the old lady across the street. You said that she brought him to the police station.
Pardon? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, man. I'll let you go, Randy. I'll let you go.
I'm just getting beer for the beer store. Because you made me cry, man. I called you and I couldn't stop crying. I mean, when you called me, fuck you. I don't
even
know why they came in.
Yeah.
Not you. Yo, I got here somehow.
What's that? Hey, listen.
I'm like literally at the beer store right now. I just got your dad 2 beer. I'm gonna pour it around his throat. No, I'm not even joking.
Thank you. What beers did you get him?
His Laker Ace that he likes.
Yeah. Make her a Laker. Yeah.
Yeah. And I put one on his front porch with a rose in it.
Fucking thank you. All right.
And it's
blooming. All right.
Bro.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later, Randy.
Yeah, man. No, I don't feel right because your dad was one of my best buddies.
Never mind,
just come see me, bro.
I'll come see you.
Okay, bro, I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye. Mood, everybody. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code DARKTOPIC. I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. Actually, like 10 minutes. More like 5. I mean, I'm a pretty sleepy guy when it's time for sleepy time. But in the morning, what I appreciate about them is that there's no hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling just fine. And their epic euphoria gummies, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfactory guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code DARKTOPIC. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code DARKTOPIC at checkout to save 20% off on your first order.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Yo, it's been like, what day is it today?
I don't know. Fuck, I'm fucked up too, man. I'm fucked up. Monday.
No, fucked up. I am.
Monday.
Monday, yeah. He died on Saturday or Friday night.
Oh, really?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's when he was dead, and I knew it, because I could tell because we were giving him CPR. I got a story for him. Fuck, did he tell me? Oh, I can't remember.
About the old lady across the street, fucking this old dog. He said he used to like, what did he, do you know what an oma is? An oma, like a Greek grandmother?
Yeah.
He used to have this fucking VHS tape that he jerk off to. It was called Fuck My Oma 15. We used to make fun of before. He used to be into the old ladies, man. It was funny. My dad was an open book, man. And I get all my talent that I have from my dad. All my storytelling ability, everything from him. It just went wrong.
When you talk to me, you sound exactly fucking like, I feel like I'm talking to him.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not joking. You have the same mannerisms and everything he had.
Huh. Well, listen, sorry. I would like to come. I'm going to drive back to Ontario to see my brother in the summer. Man. I'll come see you because I got to stop in Sault Ste. Marie.
come. Yo, your brother's coming on Saturday or Friday.
Is he?
I don't know. That's what he. All right. You told me. What did he tell you?
He said he was thinking about coming up there and grabbing some pictures or something like that, or whatever he can, and just say hi.
Your pictures are on the wall. You and him are on his fucking wall.
I believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
Thank
they
you.
Are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry. I got a camera on the door. No one's going to go in his house. No one's going to take his shit.
Okay.
He's got a fucking Coca-Cola cooler in the back. I bet you that's worth about $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah. You have it.
No,
why don't
I'm
you? You take
he
it.
Collected.
You take
oh,
it.
No. 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 I don't want nothing.
He'd want you to have
no,
it.
No. I don't want anything. I'm just going to buy the house off your sister, and then I'm going to put my. I'll let my son live there. And I'll keep his rose bush too. You know, you gotta take one of his roses in the middle of
I will.
His yard.
I will. Okay. I will.
I'm keeping the cat.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait a second. Do you want his cat?
I'm allergic. I don't care a fuck about cats. Okay. I'm surprised he even has one. I'm surprised he had one.
You know, that cat, you know what? That cat was his best friend.
What's his name?
That cat loved him.
Do you know the cat's name?
Yeah, Holly.
Holly.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, man. You know, I sincerely thank you. And I'll come see you, okay? And I'll keep you updated if I hear anything from the cops. And if you have any other stories you remember, the one you wanted to tell me, call me anytime.
I know, man. Oh, fuck, man. Every time, I don't know. This has been the fucking most fucked up 3 days, 4 days of my life because
wow.
He was literally sitting next to me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were sharing a fucking joint, and now he's fucking dead because that fucking stupid bitch fucking gave him fentanyl.
Can you tell me if you think he suffered a lot there, or was he out when you got to him?
Dead.
He was dead.
When I got there, we would start doing chest compressions on him fast as I could,
mm-hmm.
And my wife was doing the mouth thing.
Thank you.
He was, and all the white shit came out, and then he pissed and shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that, but he did. And then I knew he was gone because his eyes went back. I was like, no, no. And then the fucking fire department came in and started fucking. Then they kicked me out and my wife, and they started doing, what are those called, babe? When they shocked him, paddles on him.
Paddles, yeah. Yeah.
And his feet, I was like, what? And they wouldn't let me by. And I was like, yo, let me in there. I want to see.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I was just, I don't know.
It's hard.
You know what? I'm telling you this. He didn't suffer.
Okay.
It was just, he did that stupid drug.
Yeah.
And it put him to sleep forever.
Okay, thank you.
No, don't thank me. I didn't do it.
No, you're giving me information that I would never get otherwise. You know what he used to tell us when we were kids? He used to say when we were worried about death, he said, you're never going to grow old and you're never going to die. That's what he used to say to us to keep us calm about death. And the fact that he's gone and I feel him. I feel that he's released and I forget.
All he would do was talk about you.
Oh.
I'm not even joking. I don't mean to be rude, but I'd have to be like, shut the fuck up, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
All he would do was talk about you nonstop. And then he'd make me watch all the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, all right, fine, let's watch them. Go, okay. Well, your YouTube videos are pretty good. But anyway, but that's all he did. You and, what's his, Jesse? Jesse.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jesse.
Your name's Jesse?
But I use an alias.
Jack Luna.
I use the alias Jack Luna so that I can talk about things that went on in my life without dragging people publicly through the mud. And my dad took a lot of it the wrong way. Even though he came to me and said, talk about everything. He said, talk about all of it. It's fine. It's not.
You gotta come and get all his IDs and stuff. They're all upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All his pictures. Yo, man.
Okay.
He looked pretty cool when he was younger. I got his taxi IDs, all of them. I kept them upstairs.
Yeah.
That fucking bitch took his wallet, I think.
Fuck.
So what you do, you call that fucking copper back and tell him if that bank card gets used, because I'm pretty sure he said he gets paid pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then just let them, don't cancel it. Let them use it and then find them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I do know what you mean, man.
Yes, because everything is monitored. Let them fucking find it. Piece of shit, cunt whore.
Fuck, Randy. Fuck.
We would have been wicked. Yo, I wish you would have fucking come down here and seen us together.
I wish I had it too. I'll come and I'll see you at some point and just thank you personally and just see. And here.
So I have a couple questions now.
Yeah.
So what do I do about the back? What do I just lock everything?
Sure.
Because no one should come here.
Yeah, no one should come there.
Okay, but the front door, he ripped out the thing and hear you? So I got cameras though. All around my house. So I just pointed at his front door. So anytime somebody walks by, it goes to my phone. Ding, ding, ding. Motion detected. Motion detected.
Right.
So no one will go to his door.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we'll catch up again. So I'll fucking call you back after I figure all this stuff out. I just to your wife as well for what you guys tried to do for him and what you were doing for him. I know you don't want to hear the thank yous over and over again, but it means a lot. It means a lot to know someone was there.
He was one of my best friends. Yo, I can count my friends on one hand. And he actually, even though I hated him sometimes, I fucking always loved him because I understood him. I was like,
yeah,
what, you just need a beer? He's like, yes.
Yes.
Give him a couple of beer and it's fine. I was like, all right, here.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, what's wrong?
Man.
I didn't understand, but he just needed beer.
You know, I used to call him the Phantom because he used to drive around in his cab, driving, drinking beers all the time. He'd pick me up and we'd go out and we'd smoke crack and shit together and all that kind of thing way back. And we call him the Phantom because he never got busted, but I know he got busted recently and was put in jail for a small period of time. But I used to call him the Phantom because it's like they couldn't see him. And you know what his thing was? He was like, you just drink and drive right in their face. You don't hide on the back roads. You do it right in the fucking, in traffic. He'd hit the back roads too.
Balls out, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's balls out.
That's right. Let's go, motherfucker. What you gonna do? Yo, that's right. I remember him drinking in his fucking when he had his van right by the police. He had a beer in his hand. Ah, fuck him.
So, yeah, fuck him. Just stay calm. Don't look at him. Just fucking drive. The Phantom.
That fucking piece of shit, bitch, man.
Fuck.
What's your name again? You hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, look her up. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's. I'll let you go, man. Thank you. Fuck, it's stressful for everybody, but fuck, I'm just so glad you guys were there. You're glad you were there.
When is
I got to talk to her still. She hasn't responded to my calls, but she's solid as shit. Have you ever met her?
I was here when she had to kick all the people out of his house.
Yeah, solid. Solid.
When she was your dad went down south and went into the cuckoo bin.
Yeah.
I was here with your daughter. I can't remember her name. Yeah. I like her.
She's great. She's great, man. She's my...
They took care of everything, and they just said, okay, yeah, and they got rid of everybody. Yo, she paid that one guy like 600 or 500, I don't know, but she paid him to get the fuck out. And the guy came and shook my fence while the cops were here trying to kick him out. I fucking gave him a right hook and dropped him. KO'd.
Right on.
I look at the cops and the cop goes, he shouldn't have touched your property. Right? Yep.
Wow, man.
No, man. Your dad hang out with fucking crazy motherfuckers.
Always did. Yeah, he always did. Oh my God. Always. When I was 21, we'd be smoking crack with guys in the gay ghetto of Toronto. I don't know if you know about that part of my dad's life. But. No. Okay. Well, I don't want to speak about it if he didn't really tell you about it. But I mean, we'd hang out in the gay neighborhoods there, and he was at that time. And we'd be smoking fucking crack with guys who had AIDS and shit. And my dad would take care of me, and he was just showing me. See, I always wanted to be a writer. I became one. But my dad gave me all the experiences so I could write. He put me in really bad situations, but took care of me throughout. And,
You fucking just said the exact same shit he said to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even joking. That just made tingles go up my spine. That's fucked up.
I loved him, man.
He said, I brought him to show him.
Yeah, he did.
And I was like, what? And you know what? I got mad when he said that. You don't bring your fucking kid to no faggot fucking hoods, bitch.
Yeah.
And I fucking laughed. Yeah. And I got pissed. And then... I can't believe he just fucking said that. Yeah. That's exactly what he told me.
Yeah. I was 17, 18 years old, smoking crack and fucking going in bad neighborhoods. And
cocaine, you mean?
Yeah. But smoking crack, we would melt it down into crack and smoke. I was smoking crack with my dad when I was like 18, 19 years old, 20.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was
hooked. I would never do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your dad's 4-digit number. All his pictures and everything is on it, on his SIM card. And you know what? This thing is going to be important probably to the cops.
Yeah.
So I got it. So.
Okay, good.
It's not going to move from here. Don't worry. Okay, I got it for you.
Okay, bro. Okay. Thank you. All right. Just trying to think of anything. Thank you for saying to me that you don't think that he suffered much. Is your wife a nurse?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She works at the hospital.
Yeah.
He fucking died instantly almost.
Do you
think this is what happened. I'm telling you. She woke him up out of a deep sleep, okay? We were chilling and sitting in the sun all day. Playing fucking golf, we were ripping the ball around. You know, your dad's got a wicked arm.
Yeah.
He can throw the ball.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're playing baseball in front, and he was in bed. The bitch fucking woke him up out of his sleep. And your dad's always like, he likes to always show girls his money. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't show anybody nothing.
No,
anyway,
I know.
He did that, and then she fucking did that. I know that's what happened. I know it. That bitch is a fucking piece of shit.
How would she get him to smoke the shit to make him fucking out? He probably just smoked it because my dad would do anything.
She'll just go up to him and she'll light it and he'll hold the straw and do it.
Yeah, he'll do it. He will.
Yeah. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Now he'll do anything. He'll do anything you put in front of him.
Bro, I fucking know. I know. He doesn't fucking, he thinks he's...
She probably fucking woke him up and said, hey, you want a party? And he's like, oh, I'm fucking tired. He said, well, I got something to wake you up. Here, boom.
Night. And then she ran his pockets because his pockets were inside out. That bitch fucking went through them. And when she ran away, when the fire department got here first, because the fire department was first one here, not the ambulance, not the cops, fire truck. She fucking booked it. And I watched her grab the fucking... tinfoil and a straw off the table. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, my wife was still fucking giving him CPR.
Fuck.
Because I knew he was dead because there was piss and shit everywhere. And I was like, babe, he's gone. And she wouldn't stop. You know, my wife tried to save him more than I did, but I knew. Because I remember when I saved my grandpa, I knew when he was dead.
Yeah.
Yo, babe, what did he say? Oh my God, you got to say this right now. Tell him. Tell him what you told me. This is his son. Tell him what you told me.
What? But when he died?
Yeah. Tell him.
I knew the exact moment when he died because I felt him leave his body.
Tell him what he said.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah. He just went through me like a breeze.
He said bye.
Yeah.
He said bye. When he died, he said bye.
Okay. Let me tell
you. He said thank you.
Oh, yeah.
He said thank you. Thank you. I heard him. I heard him last night when I was a little kid. I heard him, and he said, "Are you still my bud?" Because that's what he used
to. Oh my God! Fuck off! What he says. He's my bud.
Are you?
Yo, that's his dad.
Yeah.
He is his fucking dad.
Are you still my bud?
It's sitting in the old right now.
And I used to say, "Yes, I am."
He had a T-shirt that said that. Oh, fuck off. This fucking guy's turned me out. Oh, I know. Stop. I'm starting to cry. Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, you're a friend of mine now. You know, I'll talk to you anytime and to your wife, too. Thank you. You're fucking choking me up here. I don't cry much.
I don't either. But I fucking miss him. That fucking bitch took him. That bitch has got to fucking pay for what she's done.
Okay.
Come on. We'll fucking.
I'll come see you.
I'm not talking on the phone. You're right.
I'll come. No.
Oh.
They put you in jail now. Hey, Ontario, you stop. Get some drugs that kills them.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Years. She's going to jail for what she did to him. That's why they took his body to Toronto. That's because I told the cops what happened.
Yeah.
I told them. I was livid. I was literally, I was outside smashing shit, and they were trying to fucking, they had to bring guys with guns to keep me away because I was wanting to see if he's fucking alive. They kept smashing him with the fucking paddles.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
He didn't, but he was already dead. He like died. And when, by the time we went to his house, I looked at him and I knew he was gone. He wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she waited that long. And then once me and my wife went over there and started doing CPR on him,
yeah,
she ran away.
She wanted to make sure he was dead. She wanted to make sure he was dead, not that he was okay.
That's right. You understand? Okay. I don't need to explain. You already know. You know what the fuck these dumb pieces of shit.
All right. Well, he's free. He's free now. He's free now. Thank you, man. I'll come see you. I'll come see you. Okay? I'll be in touch.
Jack Luna, you better come see me. You told him to tell your wife, or I mean his sister, to call me.
I will.
I don't know what to do.
All right, do I will.
Oscar, she wants me to put a lock on it, because I can just put a different lock on it, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed.
All right, okay.
Okay, thanks, bro.
No, thank you.
Don't worry. None of his stuff will move, and don't worry, I'll watch over everything. And I got a camera on his house right on his front door if anyone fucking pulls up. Don't worry.
I've said it multiple times, but I can't tell you how much it makes me feel good that knowing that he had a friend like you. And your wife.
He had friends. Everybody in the neighborhood was his friend. When he stopped doing dope.
Yeah.
Everybody was his friend because he was likable.
Well, he's a character. My dad is unlike anybody you'd ever really meet.
Exactly. Yeah, from a comic book.
Yeah, from a comic book. And everything he said, he meant it, and whether you liked it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why everyone, I was like, yo, isn't that guy though? He's cool.
Yeah.
They fucking, yeah, exactly. Everyone in my neighborhood loves me too. And
yeah, I bet.
We were drinking. We would have barbecues every day. And he was off drugs for almost 2 years now. Maybe like 18 months, maybe 2 years. Once he got rid of that fucking bitch I lived with him, he didn't do drugs. All he did was drink beer and smoke weed.
Yeah. Yeah. Which put him out. Fuck.
No, I'm not even joking. And I don't mean to tell you that, but...
I know that.
I tried to make him tell me your number to call you. I was like, yo, you got to call him. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't give me your number.
Yeah. I did try to call him. I don't know if I have the wrong number, but I have fucking said all this shit, this stuff, you know. Just trying to make peace. And I don't know if I had the wrong number. Obviously, I should have done more. But as time goes on.
He changes them all the time because they steal his fucking phones on him. These girls come in and steal his phones.
Jenny was the one that bought him the new phone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. His number changed. Oh yeah, your auntie.
Yeah.
Changes. Yeah. She bought him the next one.
Oh, because, that's what happened. All right.
Because the last girl stole it. Yo, man. I don't know.
All right.
I have nothing but. You know what? Your dad was a boss. I love him.
Thank you.
I want to meet you, bro.
Yeah, I will meet you. I'll come see you, all right? In the summertime, I'll be in touch. And thank you to you and your wife, man. Thank you so much. And call me anytime. You got my number now, right?
Yeah, just... Oh, it says your name.
Okay. All right, bro.
So just continue to... I'm going to just keep taking care of his cat. And
thank you.
His place, though.
Holly. All right. All right. All right. Hey, and those YouTube videos he was showing you, that's not really what I do. I do a podcast. If you ever want to check it out, it's called Dark Topic. I talk about him sometimes there, too, in a more positive way at times.
All right.
Take it easy, man.
Did you say Dark Topic?
Dark Topic. That's the name of my podcast.
Dude, that's what he would watch every fucking day.
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah, I do a few, yeah.
Dude, he would make us listen to that, and we wouldn't even know where... What
that's
was
me.
Going on in the background? He just put it on his phone.
Yeah, it's me.
Dark Topic, that's you?
Yeah.
Yo, that's how much he loved you, bro. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't
Thank you.
That.
No, I love
no,
hearing
it's
it.
True.
I believe.
I didn't realize that was you.
Yeah, it's me.
I thought you were Jesse Luna.
No, Jack Luna. Jack Luna, yeah.
Jack Luna, that's it.
Dark, Jack Luna, Dark Topic, yeah.
Oh, it's all the same name.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Just...
Okay, well, that was you.
Yeah.
He'd always listen to you nonstop. I hear the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And he would just let it play. You know, man, he loved you. Cam, I don't know what to tell you.
Your
dad was a fucking... I love your dad. He was one of my best friends. I could count on one hand.
Well, I could tell he probably loved you too, because I love you just fucking listening to you talk, man. And I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch.
Okay, brother.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, have a good night. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry about your loss. Thank I fucking miss them so much. Now I'm going to go cry.
Yeah, me too.
Goodbye.
Me too.
Sorry.
Okay, buddy.
Ciao.
Bye. Fuck.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.